Blog Talk Radio.
You
many of you really love him today. But I love him with my whole heart, my mind and my soul, everything that is within me. I love Jesus.
Good morning. Praise God. The brother said he loved Jesus and more than anything. Well, when you can just put your mind on what the things he's done for you, be saying the same thing. I love you, Jesus, more than anything. That's an awesome testimony, because we need to make sure that we love him. And then this love that he has for us and for all, that we'll supply to everybody that we know. And look at this here. Even the ones, the spiteful users, we'll show the love to them as well. God got the final say to all this thing. So we don't want to be the judge and jury right now. Help me, Holy Spirit. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank him for all his power that he gives us. Because we know we can do nothing without him, but we can do everything with him. I just thank him for the Spirit. I'm thanking for what he already have done, man. We've been having some awesome time on this God's plan. We just ask God to bless us today. Bless us as we go into the spiritual height, higher and higher, knowing that when we just deny ourselves and allow him to have his way in our life. That means correcting, reproving, and blessing at the same time. Somebody says it's easy to sit and take his blessing. Sometimes the correction gets so rough. But let me tell you something. You better get correct right now. You better get rebuked right now. Because there's going to come a time that you're going to have the opportunity to say, well, Lord, I believe everything you said and believe everything I read and read. So, Lord, I'm ready to come on in. But I'm going to tell you something. It's the best time to do it right now while the blood is still running warm in your veins. Because that songwriter said more than anything. And it kind of fit with our lesson today. I don't know if I'm getting across, because sometimes you know, when you're trying your best, express God's love. Sometimes if you don't get on board yourself, you feel like you're talking to yourself, you know. And then talking to yourself, call yourself to pause a minute and say, Lord, Lord, forgive me. Lord, no, help me with what I just read. Help me with what I just heard, Lord. Bless me to receive what happened, what I just heard, Lord. And watch this here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come humble to you, Lord. We come thanking you, Father God, for the things of love, things of peace. Because we find out, Father God, that it was you that woke us up early. We find out that it was you that brought us to this appointed time of day. So we're going to come and just magnify you and lift you up, Lord. Because we find out when praises go up, blessings come down, Lord. We ask you to bless in the lesson today, Lord. Teach us today, Lord, as we be humble to be hearers of your word and plus doers of thy word, Lord. We ask you, Father God, as we decrease, we ask for you to increase. We ask you to speak, Father God, with a power of conviction, Lord. And as you speak, Lord, we just ask for us to for you to have your way, Lord. Bless us today, Lord. Bless us in the name of Jesus. Bless us in our coming in and our going out. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, but we don't want to adulterate your word, Lord. We want to let it go like it's written, Lord. Let the word be able to help us at such a time like this. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. You know, we left off on Mark. You know, Mark, and we're going to be at verse 28. And we thank God for the written word. We thank God for how God gave it to John, you know. And we thank God how he gave it to Luke. We thank God how he gave it to Matthew. And we just really believe when God is in the midst, he bless. We just thank him for that too as well. So we're going to read it is written. Then Peter began to say unto him, lo, amen, we have left all and have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that have left, listen, the house or brethren or sister or father or mother or wife or children or land for my sake in the gospel, help me, Holy Spirit, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, listen, the house and the brethren, the sisters and the mother, the children, in the land, and persecution and in the world to come and eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. I like this part because there's a sacrifice here in this reward. Peter was asked a question about the reward. You know, he wanted to know because he heard about prior to that about the rich man. He knew he had a lot of things in his possession that he didn't want to release. But Peter wanted to know they left their family, they left their land to follow Jesus, and he wanted to know what was his reward would be. You know. I'm going to tell you sometimes, if you really, really, see, they really were called by God. If someone is called by God, you're going to do some things that sometimes it's going to take the strength of the Lord to get you through it. And all the way to get the strength of the Lord, he wants us to deny ourselves. And Peter had to look at this in the eye of God, said, because he looked at it different than we totally do it. Jesus was trying to teach him the truth about being an apostle, to follow him, and after him, he give him some rest later on. But his reward is not going to be him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. His reward is going to be, watch this here, even though he left a lot of things behind, but his reward is going to be when he possessed the kingdom because of his faithfulness. He put on the faithfulness. And putting on that faith as a follower of Christ is a good thing. That's why when you're on this journey and while you're in this journey, you got to know to carry this thing out. Mark was really plain about how we had to forsake others. You know, he put a list down. I mean, how God spoke to Mark and how he did it. He put a list out to show that there are some things. If someone told you to leave your house, your brother, your sister, your father, your mother, your wife, and your children, and your land, he said, for my sake, in the gospel. He said, man, man going to have a reward for him. He's going to receive 100-fold now into this time, the houses and brothers. He's going to receive all of this in the latter part because I'm telling you, If you're on this battlefield and you doing something for the Lord, you're gonna get a reward. It won't be on this side, my brothers and sisters. A lot of us want that reward on this side. He might give us a glimpse of a few things, but boy, that reward he got for us is heaven. The giving of the rich ruler, you know, and he looking at all his possessions that he had. He didn't want to work. He didn't want to turn it loose. But here the disciples, they left everything and followed God. A true believer, need to make sure that he is following God. When he's following God, trust me, everything he's doing, everything he needs, God will supply. And then I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be some time that you're going to need some spiritual warning to God to warm your heart up. God to bless you as you go down this, we call this word of praise. When I've been on this journey, I've been on this journey too long. It's been on this short time. But I find out it's beautiful. I find out it's beautiful because I find out I've seen some ups and I've seen some very lows. But I find out in them ups and lows, he's still the king. Still the king. When you look at the true believer, he seeks the kingdom of God in his righteousness first. And then all the necessities of life, God would give it to him. We learn that because we learned it in Matthew 6 and 25, when it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God in his righteousness, and all things shall be added in. Because prior to that, people were struggling about what they're going to eat. It was people were struggling what clothes they're going to put on. And Jesus told them the parable about how even the fowls in the earth will be getting fed. It's we much more than that. God will provide. I don't care what you're going through, God will provide. And he loves blessing us. He loves sending us a little love. We need to know that everything we do with Jesus, don't let the world have you so tied up that you can't give God no time. You got to give God some kind of time. You know, because he, especially if you say you're of his, you know, and I'm talking about, well, you don't have to be on God's plan. You know, you don't, trust me, you don't have to be on these blog talks and get God. You can have a personal relationship with Lord. We just say get a relationship. Then once you get this relationship, you're going to want to be around people. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You're going to want to be around people to have a positive attitude. I like, you know, it's easy to be around. Watch this here. Like, you don't get mad at me now. It's easy to be around people just living on the edge. You know, they love that edge. You know, they want to be popular with living on that edge. So that edge will get you pushed over. You know what I'm talking about? And then if you ain't rooted and strong in the word, you'll find yourself slipping real easy. Now, I'm going to tell you something. It get the best of us, too. That separation he tries to get. And the reason why when the disciples followed him, they had to leave their children, their father, their mother, and their brothers and sisters. And they had to leave them because the things God had them to do, he wants them to focus on him. See, that preacher role is more than what people think it is. All the glory, you see them on the mic and spitting in that mic, but it's more than that. It's totally more than that. And when you got to do some really ministry outside the what we call the pulpit, and then when we look at this eternal life that we're trying to get, this new Jerusalem, what we're trying to see, man, we're not only trying to tell you about it, but we're trying to receive it ourselves. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We're trying to allow the Holy Spirit to help us while we're on this road. Now, I don't know. I'm going to tell you this here. I don't know about how a lot of folks think about it, but I really believe in Scripture. I really believe that what he said in his word, that we're going to have to use it. We're going to have to get down. And let me tell you something. I'm talking about when we use it, it's applied not only in this application right now, but it applies only even when we don't want to hear it. Help me, Holy Spirit. There are some people that they don't want to hear it only when they want to hear it. But when God is really trying to get to you, there are some places that you wouldn't expect that God to speak. He will use somebody to speak to you to let you know that he's in the midst. Peter wanted to know. He was very, very inquisitive. He wanted to know what was his reward going to be. And I'm going to tell you something. It's a reward to be on this earth. The problem of the world is it's not the one who's receiving it. The problem is the world or the reward is the people don't want to receive it from a certain person. They struggle at this time that Jesus was the Messiah. They struggled. Everything he was doing before them right then, it was something they ain't never seen before. That's why he said, but many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. So I don't know where you are on this journey. I don't know how you started out on this journey, but there's going to be some that started this race out with you. It's not going to be here. And we're not, you might not believe this, we're not going to live forever. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And when God look at us, he look at us and he assured both of us and he warns the disciples. God's going on to switch the change and reverse our order to man into heaven. That's what we're looking for. That's why I said many who are first in the world are going to be placed last. And they are going to be last forever and for all eternity. But many, watch this here, who are last are going to be placed first by God forever. Help me, Holy Spirit. When I think about being in that kingdom, when I think about getting on board while we yet still can get on board, the Bible says this, but we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive, look what's here, the things in his body according to he that done, and whether it be good or bad. Second Corinthians 5:10. God's going to look at us like this. That's why he look at every man's work. This is what he does. And when he look at every man's work, he shall be made manifest. For the day, look what he says, shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and fire shall try every man's work. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And what sort of it? If any man's work abides, look what he said, and shall suffer a loss, but he himself shall be saved. Yes. Look what he said, so as by fire. That's the problem we have a problem with. We don't want to go through no trials. 1 Corinthians 3:13-15. We don't want to go through no trials. We want God to do it all. We don't have, look at here, even though he did it on Calvary. But God give us a choice. He's not forcing us to come on this side. He's giving us a choice to stay over here. Somebody said, it's all y'all talk about, doing this and trying to stay here. We are here to warn you that time is getting close. We are here to try to keep you and reminded that he can come anytime. We really believe in the scripture, no man knows the hour that what he might come. Oh, I know I'm right about it. You know, I've been on here for a little while. Pray for that when God is really speaking, that you get a conviction of the Holy Spirit, not of me. Because a lot of times people want people to change, but they change for them and not themselves. And you can tell when someone changed for themselves because they don't turn back. Help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah, they fall sometimes, but they don't turn away from the Lord and they stop serving him and say, there ain't no God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But when you fall, you get back up. You get back in that journey. You start doing something. And because Jesus had to prepare them, because when we read this next couple of scriptures, he's going to begin talking about his prediction. This is the third time Jesus predicted his death to the people of his disciples. He said, and look what he said, and they were in the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went before them, and they were amazed as they followed. They were afraid, and he took again the 12 and began to tell them what things should happen. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And unto them, he said, saying, behold, we will go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and they shall deliver him to the Gentiles, and they shall mock him and shall scorn him and shall spit upon him and shall kill him. In the third day, he shall rise again. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Can you imagine they sitting up there listening to this? Can you imagine he done told them the third time that what's going to happen for them? It is Jesus determined to let them know that his journey has got short now. He's been here 33 years, and now it was time for him to be offered up. And as he was walking along, they looked and seen him, and look at him. And he wasn't carrying a physical cross at the time, but they looked at him, and there was something different about him. He had been baptized. He had been constrained, or a lot of people were following him. But he's going to come to a point that he's going to pick up a cross. He's going to pick up man's sin that he haven't even done. He is a man that has been tempted and tried and tested on every hand, and look what happened. Now he's going to be offered up, and he told them about his death, and he told them how it's going to be. And I don't know about you, I can imagine how the chief priest, he really thought he had it all planned it out. The other gospel says it's a little different, but he willingly laid down his life for us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I often read this, but I really love this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Then I love this other one that I always try to put in there. He said, if I be lifted up on earth, will draw all men unto him. It was time for him to go be lifted up. And when they were doing, they were doing something to sit them down. But what they were doing, they didn't know. They were lifting him up. So he drew all of us today. We just didn't wake up and just get on here and just want to just get on here. We woke up wanting to start our day out because we really believe that you never know the hour or the time. This ministry of the God's plan and other ministries that they try to get out and give God's word, this is an everyday task for some of us. Some of us put it in our heart that we want to do this every day. We don't even have to be on the platform, but we want to represent Christ. We want to let the people know that you can come to Jesus as you are. You don't have to stay in the state you're in, because we really believe that there is a hell to lose and a heaven to gain. Look what he did over in 1 Peter 2:24. He said, who his own self bear our sin and his own body on a tree, that we be dead to sin shall live unto righteousness. By what? His stripes you were healed. Help me, Holy Spirit. We was healed. Because I can imagine, man, every time I think about him, that Jesus Christ, how every time they hit him with that strap, every time they hit him with it, 39:7, it pulled flesh off of him. And he didn't say a mumbling word. All he did is, and he took it for us. He took every ridicule, all they tried to dismount it, took the clothes off of him. They started mocking him, said, you the king, save others, save yourself. They mocked him. They talked about him. These are the things he was getting them ready. Look what 34 said. This bad woman, when I read 34, and they shall mock him, and they shall scorn him, and they shall spit upon him, and shall kill him. In the third day, oh, help me hold it, he shall rise again. Don't you know that's what he took on for us? Can you imagine somebody spit on you? Can you imagine somebody else hit you and you getting all this and you didn't do none of it? You didn't deserve none of it? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he died for us. The scripture says this here. God being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. He knew that when he was going to be suffering for the sins of the unjust, like you and I, help me, Holy Spirit, if I can back up and do that again. He knew that he was dying for some unjust people, and he let them people spit on him. He let them people scorn him. He let them people sit up there and hang him to nailed him to a tree. You hear me? For you and I. And the scripture said, if I be lifted up on earth, I will draw all men unto me. John 12:32. That's my favorite scripture. Every time I preach, I bring that out because I really believe it, when the ministry has been going for and the preach word, teach word been going for, you have to tell the people that God lifted his son up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He lifted him up because he allowed man to crucify him. That's why he looking right here. The cross was the way to please God and his Father. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When he was pleasing his God, pleasing his Father, God looked down on him and looked at him and said, he loved his son. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know I'm right about it. When I think about the Spirit of the Lord, when I think about his peace, let me look at something here when I think about it. He said, look at this. This is John 5:30. He said, I can of my own self do nothing. Look at this. As I hear, I judge. My judgment is just. I seek not my own will, but the will of my Father which sent me. He was doing this because he was laying his life down because his Father loved us so much. And then he allowed his son to go through this so you and I can have an opportunity to have this access back to him. Because Adam, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, Adam, he broke the sin law. And he brought sin right on in and allowed us all to fall right behind him. So one time we read the scripture over there, Psalm 51, David said he was born in sin, in shape iniquity. He was born in this here. We all been born in sin. And I'm telling you something, we got to be reborn again. Help me, Holy Spirit. Being reborn again, you got to accept him. You got to accept him again. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's your Lord and Savior. And I'm going to tell you something. What I love about how he loved us. Don't you know he look at us right now? He look at us right now and want us to stay on this battlefield with him because he know the days are getting so short. Some of us might not be here, and some might be here when he comes. But we do, wherever the part it is, we want to be known that we believe in the death, burial, and the resurrection. We don't want nothing to change that. Help me, Holy Spirit. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine him taking all them licks for you, them lashes and the afflictions that he took over for us? And so watch this, brother. Watch this, brothers and sisters, that I'm still stuck. They spit on him. I'm still stuck. They scorned and they beat him with a rod, with a whip. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And boy, I can just imagine them 39, them lashes that he got. Man, that stuff, I just can't imagine just get hit one time. But he got hit 39 times. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And I don't know about you today, how you feel today, by hearing the word of God, by knowing the word of God, I want to change. I want to do something different for the Lord. I want to live closer to the Lord. Every time you read scripture like this, make you want to get closer to him because of what he done for us. Took on all our sins, all of it, and took it to Calvary and nailed it to the cross. And he took that thing, and he didn't say a mumbly word until he got on there. And he looked around. They were doing all this mocking. And he told his father, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can you imagine that? They don't know what they've done. But if they knew what they'd done, they would have never put him up there. They would have never put him up there. But, boy, he went on up there, and he hung there for you and I. And he gave up that ghost. He commanded his spirit into the hands of his father. And as the people seen that, the spirit said, look what we done. He must. He had to be the Son of God. Look how with all the things happened while he was hanging there. But they brought him down, my brothers and sisters, and they put him in a tomb, a borrowed tomb, on a Friday. But what they did, he was there all day Friday, all day Saturday. Look what he did. He rose Sunday morning with all power in his hand. For you and I can have this opportunity. Yeah, he talked about this death, this life, that he walked this work. Now it came forth now. Now it's here. Now he done what he done. He will be glorified. The cross won't be won't define him like he lost. A lot of folks lost on the cross, but he gained on the cross. The objective there, it was his life that he gave. Look what he did. He said, "No man take it from me, but I laid it down for myself. I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it up again. This is the commandment." He said, "Have I received of my Father?" Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's what he's talking about. He said, "You can't do nothing with this. I did it because what? Because the Father asked me to come down. You don't have nothing." The pilot told him. He told him, "Don't you know I got the power to let you go and keep you?" "No, brother." "No, I laid my life down for this one here. He could have sent angels that stopped all of that. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit." But he didn't. He allowed the opportunity for you and I to make a choice. Who you going to serve? Will you serve God? Serve God all the way. Serve him all the way. Now, that's all I have today. I ask if it be God's will, if anybody over here need prayer, if it be God's will, if it's anything was said, was misunderstood, if we could try to go back over and explain it. Now, I'm going to speak for myself. If I can't get it, and if someone else can't get it, we'll pray about it, and we'll try to get it to you on tomorrow if it be God's will. You know, and I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the peace that he gave us today. And I thank for all the ones that came and ones that wanted to come to Kenya. But I thank you for just being here because, don't you know, this was the day that the Lord had made. We should rejoice in it. Because you better be glad, because you know what, Brother D? There's going to be some time. Yes, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. There's going to be some time that we wish we would have been on the line.
Wish we had been on the Lord's side.
Amen.
I wish we had been on the Lord's side.
Yeah, we've been there.
You know, my brother, first you're on the God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Amen. Go ahead, mm-hmm. Brother. Go ahead.
I was going to tell Sister, her name Martha, I don't have my phone with me, right? And if she do send something, she can send the red. I don't have my phone with me.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought I was on here. You know, I talked that long, went that long. I thought I was by myself.
Yeah. You know something, bro? A lot of time I hit the one button when I can't talk. A lot of time I hit the one button just to let you know that I'm here.
Yeah.
I can't. I have no.
Don't let me forget this one here, Brother D. You know, because I know you. you know, Reverend Henry might let me forget. Well, I know you ain't gonna let me forget. You know, brother Whitty on the ministry yesterday got some prayer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? But he almost had a little. It was a little graze.
Yeah,
you know,
he
hit, kind of touched the wall a little bit. You know. Yeah.
Yeah, he touched the wall.
I mean, one time he hit that wall. It knocked him. He had a concussion. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. You remember that time? You know, sometimes
yeah.
God giving us a sign, you know, talking about some of us so hard-headed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm hard-headed. I'm hard-headed, too, you know, in that race. I ain't going to lie to you.
Amen. Amen.
But God be trying to speak to us. He be trying to speak to us, man. Keep him in prayer, though. We want to pray for him. Remember, he didn't hit the one button yesterday, Reb. Brother, he didn't hit the one button. We would pray for him yesterday. But we always pray for him.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. No, not only, you know what, my brother, not only he dispatches his angels to watch over us,
mm-hmm.
the protection that he gives us. You know,
right,
and
right.
God gives us a protection. I
right,
heard my brother
right.
speak earlier that you're not going to live forever.
No,
and this
not.
Is true. We're not going to live on this earth here forever. Our death date was already predetermined.
Yes,
on this
was.
Earth before our earth day started.
Mm.
So I'm going to live on forever. Another thing I want to holler at my brother, I heard my brother. See, my brother said, all message is not shouting message. I stopped by yesterday and let you know. And I say the same thing today. See, when you love the Lord, everything out there is a shout. It's a shout. It makes you want to move. Like I heard Kirk Franklin say you want to make the Lord feel something. You know, you should really, it makes you want to shout. I catch myself inside my head just be moving when he's talking. Because when you know God for yourself, when you truly can say, I know him for myself. I heard my brother when he said, they stretched him wide. And if I be lifted up. See, he knew he had to be.
Yes.
Man didn't know. You know, man just didn't realize what they were doing by lifting up my Savior.
Yes.
If man had known, they wouldn't have lifted him up. They'd have laid him down.
They did it.
But they had only known that they was lifting up our freedom. You know, another thing, my brother, I hear him say, by his stripes, we're healed.
We are healed.
Yeah, a lot of people get it so wrong. He healed us with his stripes that day. When he hung out there on Calvary, he healed us by his stripes. Yes, he did. He healed me of my sin. That bullock couldn't do.
There you go.
He healed me of all my sin that goat couldn't do. He healed me. And then he left something. He said, I'm going to get you something. I got to go back one day. My 33
Come
years
on,
is
man.
Running fast. I got to go home. And on my way back, he said, I'm going to leave you something, though, my brother. He left something with me. And it's going to keep you healed. See, if you just get within God's will, find yourself saved, sanctified, and filled with the mighty, precious Holy Ghost, then you heal. Another thing I heard my brother say, how, you know, it get a little weary sometimes, remember, when you on here and you can't get an amen.
Come on,
it feels good to have that deacon over there in the corner. We used to call it the Amen corner. I don't know about these new churches, but in the old church we're from, they call it the Amen corner. It feels good to have him over there in the corner. Come on, Rev. Preach, my brother. Preach. Amen, brother.
They with it.
Feel like he went out there by himself. This is why I find myself lying to him. I find myself hitting it one button to let him know, my brother, I can talk right now. But you're not by yourself. We get weary. I heard a young man say this one time, and I find it to be so true. We get weary in the work.
But
we get weary
doing
it. Your body gets tired. Amen.
Yeah.
Don't get weary of the work. Yes, can't get weary of God's word. If I couldn't do nothing else, he said, I'd just wave my hand. I just want to hear God's word. They called me this morning, 6 up this morning, to get on the clown show.
My God.
You know what I say? To get on the clown show.
What do you say the clown show?
To get on the clown show. But they won't get on. They won't get on and hear God's word. And those that come on to hear God's word, they won't hit the one button and raise their hand and let God know. They won't let God know. They are not willing to let God know that they are willing to let the world know that I'm on the side. But Brother Newstock, but I tell you, I want the world to know.
Yes, Lord.
He did for me what I couldn't do for myself, Brother
My God.
Brother Harry, you know what I'm saying, Brother Harry? He did for me what I couldn't do for myself. I wasn't worthy to die for myself. And wasn't even fit to live. But the Lord saw fit. The Lord saw fit. And I want the world to know. I am truly on the Lord's side. Wouldn't trade my journey for nothing.
I'm going to raise up in 3 days.
He said, it took 46 years to build this temple. When I think about that, it's funny how the Lord just drops stuff in your spirit. I think about that. If they had been in tune with the Lord, if they had just been in tune with him, then they would have known something's wrong. You know, he says 46 years to build, but he ain't going to do it in 3 days. If they had just been in tune with the Lord.
In the spiritual world, they're stupid.
You know, my brother said he whipped him. they pulled the flesh off of him. But my Bible tells me that he's a spirit, and we must worship him in spirit and in truth. Don't that tell you something, my brother? Listen to what the word say. Sister and brother, just listen to my brother. My brother, come on here. I promise you. I hear him say it sometime. But it takes a lot of work to give you God's word. It takes a lot of work to come in here and push God's word every day of the week. You're going to be beat. You're going to be scorned. You're going to be talked about. But you got to keep on keeping on. It takes a lot of work to do this. God said his word. He never said it would be easy. There were man don't understand. He never said it would be easy. And then I like the way he showed man that it wouldn't be easy. He'd have to be whipped. He'd have to be spit upon. He'd have to get spikes nailed in him. All that was done as an illustration to show man that I love you just as much. It's not easy to show love sometimes. So he never told us that. But what he did tell us that, he said, you can make it. And then he said, if you do these things, as I pray for him, he said, if you do these things, here's what you got. You got a crown of life. You got a crown of life waiting on you. If you do these things. According to Scripture, he said, you got a crown of life. Not, look at Rob Henry. You don't just have a crown, a jewelry. He said, you got a crown of life.
That's it. I like that.
Waiting on you. You got a crown of life. Now, Rev. Eric said, this life's going to come to an end. But you got a crown of life. What is he talking about? This life's going to end, but you got a crown of life.
Yes. In the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Dude.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? Real, like this life going to end, but you got a crown of life. Hold it, man.
Praise the Lord.
Man.
I love it. Got some nuggets here that sister has blessed us once again. Thank me for everything that are troubling you. It says the best protection against this indulgence is thanksgiving. Hallelujah. That it is impossible to thank me and curse me at the same time. Beautiful. When we thank against all odds, you know, I heard you say yesterday a message, not a shouting message, but when we think of His goodness, when we think of those messages, sometimes he had to tell them these are hard lessons, but when we think of what the hard lesson is designed to do, is cut away those things that are displeasing in His sight, and He loves us enough to keep us on the straight and narrow. But when we would stray, he rebukes us and cleans us up. Oh, hallelujah. It's all in the way that you look at it. And that's how you can say every message, though it cuts, but you still say hallelujah when you see the end results. When he have to sometimes beat you to keep you. Oh, hallelujah. You sometimes you have to beat you to teach you, you know. We love our children, but sometimes we had to beat them at one chance or another. They didn't understand it how we would tell them. This hurts me more. You know. But it proves, it pleased, oh God, Jehovah, to bruise His Son for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because He looked at the big picture. He knew that once this was done, when we lift Him up, He would drop. Hallelujah. The understanding was there when we lift Him up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, so beautiful. She blessed us with, also, she gave us some more. She blessed us with, thank you, Lord. Learning to love. Learning to love. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 13. Follow the way of love. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Follow the way. Hallelujah. Love comes from God. Everyone loves, has been born of God and knows God. How can we love and we don't know God? Well, He is the very author of love, the very creator of love. God is love. and because we are in love, it is all because of God. All beautiful things flow from Him. Thank you, Jesus. Love says, God, thank you. God, thank you that you love, that you are love, and that you love me so much. Hallelujah. Help me to love others the way Jesus showed us so that the whole world will know I am your child. That's it. Love them. Love them in spite of. Love those that so despitefully use your prayer for. Hallelujah. That God may be manifested. Oh, hallelujah. In your walk. Hallelujah, in your talk. Thank you, Lord. The challenges of transition. Oh, beautiful here. God reminds faithful in every change. God remains faithful in every change. Hallelujah. Every time we get to a pitfall, He's there. Every time we see we need to do it God's way, He's there to give us strength, to carry us, to help us. As we go along, we have trials and tribulations from within and even from without. feel low. Those days sometimes feel lonely, but we're not alone. Because every once in a while, God smiles. He smiles on us. He lets us know that he's here and he's near. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord charged and promised that Joshua applies to us as well. Be strong and be of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. He is, hallelujah, with us in every transition. We thank God. Thank you, Ain't it for that that you've given us. Giving us the challenges of transition. He gave us learning to love. And she lets us know to thank God for the everything that are troubling you. He's able. He's so able that in the midst of when we think he's not around, just know that he's there, that he's allowed because he has faith even in us, believing that we, because what we know in him, he'll see us through. We have the hope, and our hope and our faith is because of him. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God for this blessing, the best protection against this indulgence, Thanksgiving. Just tell him thank you. Your trials and tribulations, tell him thank you. Through every victory, tell him thank you. Through every time he make a way out of no way, tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Though you slay me, yet will I trust you? Tell him thank you. Hallelujah. And I guarantee you, I'm trying, and I know him. I found him to be a friend. I found him that even when I didn't think of a nickel of myself, he made me feel like a million. Just tell him thank you. Hallelujah. We do this, we do well. Tell God. Just give God thanksgiving. And watch how he will bless you. Just be thankful unto him and bless his name. Psalms tell us that. Just watch how he'll bless you. Just tell him thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray. Lord, I will have the strength to make it through this day, but thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for starting me on my way. Thank you for allowing me to receive your word and understand your word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for how you have took darkness and turned it into day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for, hearing and letting wisdom, come as we commune, as we gather, as we sit and set a time, that we may reason in your word and you'll show your manifestation. Thank you. You let the love flow from heart to heart, breast to breast. Thank you. You let compassion be here. We thank you. Hallelujah. It's so much. We have so much to thank God for that we just, I don't know if we get complacent, but we need to start lifting holy hands and say, Lord, thank you. I'm still stuck on Calvary. Thank you, Lord. Because you didn't have to die, but you decided to die. Thank you, Lord. We just can spend a moment and telling God, thank you. I guarantee you, you look at every situation a little bit better. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Just tell him thank you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Just thank you, Lord. Thank you. I like what you said, Ref. He didn't have to do it, but he did.
No,
he didn't have to do it.
No, sir. Not
just tell him thank you. Just tell him thank you. Mm-hmm. He truly didn't have to do it.
Yeah,
I say all the time, if he'll reach and grab a no good for nothing like me, he'll truly do it for you. He'll truly do it for you.
Yeah,
yes, he will.
Yes, he
and he showed, man, yes, he will. He said he had no respectable person. Mm-hmm. So he showed you in words that he'll do it for you too, sisters and brothers.
Yeah.
You know, my mother used to sing. She would sing her heart out. And she wasn't like her son. She could truly sing. And at some time my mother would tell, she would tell the church, she said, I just don't see how a man named Jesus could go out on a cross and die for you. And you sit down on him like you do. Now, I know Reverend Henry got that. I know Reverend Henry. He's a little too young to get that.
Thank you, man. My mother said that sometimes.
How do you sit down on Jesus when he died for you?
No, right now.
Mm-hmm. He gave his life as a ransom for you. And, you know,
yes,
for those that... I know the real know where I'm going. You know, how do you sit here and not hit the one button and just wave your hand at God?
Mm-hmm.
If you did nothing else, how do you not just wave your hand and tell him, Lord, I know you.
Mm-hmm.
I truly thank you. How do you not? Mm-hmm. How do you not tell God? What he done for you,
God.
Man could do. He done for you what you couldn't do for you. Not only did he do, sister and brother, he's still doing daily for you what you can't do yourself.
Daily. That's it.
How do you not tell God, thank you?
Mm-hmm.
Some of us said in words, said, oh, I love him, and you should love him.
Yes, sir.
Oh, how I love him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love him.
How do you not? I just don't see it real. I don't see how you sit on your hand and don't tell God thank you.
Mm-hmm. My God. Oh, that's my God. What he has to do.
He is truly worthy. He's worthy.
If you lift them hands, he'll lift the trouble.
Yes.
If you lift them hands, he'll lift the trouble. Because when you lift your hands,
he'll lift them. I surrender,
Lord. I can't do it.
I surrender.
But I know if I stretch my hands to you, oh God, thank you, Jesus. That's what I thought.
I know a man.
It's impossible. You making it possible.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord.
He takes the impossible and makes it possible.
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
It's
just something about thanking God, you know. It's just something. Your troubles don't seem so bad when you look at what he's already done for you. But we deserve what? And he gives us what we deserve. Justice. You know,
he gave us
wages of sin is death. You know,
but
because of
the
gift
of God,
Romans 5:8, but God commanded His love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
In the name of Jesus,
oh Lord,
how do you sit out on it?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Not only are you sitting down on him, he's sending you a man of God that's preaching and teaching his heart out.
God
bless
you. In this case, he didn't just send you one, he sent you two that's preaching and teaching their heart out. And you sit down on him.
Yes, Jesus.
I would another day go by if I was man on the outside looking in. I would have another day go by without telling the Lord. Lord, I surrender. I surrender all.
Yes, you do.
I heard on a show. I stopped at a church. I heard on the radio. Lord, somewhere I heard about you. The things that they were saying, I need to know if I can make them manifest in my life. I heard a young man say that you saved to the utmost. I heard that you said you love me, even though I'm no more than a filthy rag. I heard that you still love. Lord, I heard a young man say you hung and gave your life for me. I don't know how true it is, Lord, but I heard it. I want to believe that you hung on a cross. I want to believe that you rose in 3 days, just like you said. I want to believe that you said, if I be lifted up, you'll draw me. Lord, I want to believe that you said, if I confess my sin, you are faithful and just. I want to believe these things. I heard it on the radio, Lord. I heard a young man say these things.
Yeah.
I heard a young lady teach these things. Lord, what must I do to be saved? I heard what you said, if I go to Romans 10 and 9, that you would, God Almighty, how do you sit down on it? You told me in words, if I go to Romans 10 and 9 and just do what you said, do. Here I am. Here I stand, Lord. I'm in need of a blessing. Here I stand.
How do you sit down on it?
How do you do it? Sister and brother, I don't see it. And I can promise you this. Rev has said it. Brother D has said it. Rev Henry has said it. Contrary to what you might believe, he's coming back.
Oh, yeah.
He said in his word that he was coming back, and he said he's no shorter than his word. He's coming back. Why would you want to put off today for tomorrow that's not promised to you? Now, wait a minute, Brody. I'm going to get up in the morning. Who said so? Brody, I got to be at work tomorrow. Who said so? Brody, I'm going to get my wife a new car tomorrow. Who told you that? But I read the word where he said, I'm going to eat, drink, and be merry. But the Lord said, thou fool. He said this thing. Now, who told you about tomorrow? Remember here. Did you know that? He said, thou fool. This day, thy soul is required of thee. So who promised you tomorrow? God is.
Right.
And man has no right to. If God didn't, and man has no right to, how do you believe that tomorrow is promised to you? It's just not, sister and brother. In other words, you need to get in touch with the Lord. Why you got a chance? I heard my brother say when he was talking, when he was getting the word, I heard him say, why the blood is running warm in your veins.
That's it. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Why the blood is running warm. In the name of Jesus. That's all I got, bro.
You got to say something for the night.
The Lord is able. The Lord Almighty is truly able.
That's all right.
Oh, him so able. Yes, he is. Him able, Lord. Lord Almighty.
So sweet. Trust in Jesus.
I want to leave us with something. And it don't matter who pray, man, but when you do pray, live with Watson up, man, with a dog Watson.
Yes, man.
You know, and others who travel the highway and byway, even in the, not just going down the track only, but just in life, you know, lift them up, you know, God bless them to have another day. But I want to leave this with you. Paul has stressed it to him one day, and he made it known that it's been a while since I really looked at it, but Jesus had 39 lashes.
Yes.
Listen to me now. When you hear scores, it said beat with a rod of whip, weight of a jagged edge with metal. A bone, 39 lashes. You hear me? He was beaten with this. And can you imagine the pain that was? You know, the pain he took for us. And I'm gonna tell you this here. That's one of the reasons why I don't mind. Man, I'm telling you, sacrifice like I do, because he took a major sacrifice for us. He laid out his life for a friend.
Yes.
He laid out his life for a friend. He didn't make them. He laid it down. So you
yes.
and I.
Yes.
So you and I can have opportunity right we have today. You know, we just thank God for the morning ministry, the evening ministry, anytime God's word is going forth. There's three things I want to put on you. So mental, spiritual, and physical thing we're dealing with. Mentally, spiritual, and physically. And these things, one day we'll break them down a little bit more for you. But I want you to know it's a mentally thing, spiritual thing,
mm-hmm.
and a physical thing. These things are that we wrestle with as a believer. But let me tell you something. Jesus
yeah.
bore them all. He bore them all.
Yeah, yeah.
He bore them
mm-hmm.
all. He bore them all. And he encompassed
oh,
the greatest love.
But,
yeah, yeah. He encompassed the greatest one of it. He took the spiritual man and overpowered all the physical and mental things man can go through today. So if you need some help, we're going to do this one more time. If you need some help,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can hit the one button and we'll pray with you. If you just
mm-hmm.
if you just feel like somebody you want to pray for and you don't want to say nothing,
mm-hmm.
you can hit the one button, don't say nothing, and we'll pray for you. You know, I know mm-hmm. everybody's not a speaker, you know what I'm talking about, but I know one thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me that you be on this line every day. You don't never need no prayer. I believe we need prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We used to say it's praying time,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you this here. With love, I just wouldn't let a day go by without giving him thanks. And publicly say, thank you, Lord. But if you need prayer,
yeah.
well, all you got to do if you don't want to say nothing, you don't have to say nothing. Just hit that one button. We'll pray with you. You know, it won't be said if you didn't get help. We want to intercede
mm-hmm.
and see with you right now. You know, we want to ask God to bless you right now and bless you real good.
Yeah.
So, but everybody's all right? I don't see but two open to hit that one button. It looks like Reverend and Brother D. So y'all need prayer there.
Yes, sir. I'll take it every chance I can get it. I know in church
every day and every hour.
A lot of times. Yes, sir.
Yes.
I know
yes.
in church sometimes we have a little hymn before we pray, and it helps to meditate the heart. I just
mm-hmm.
received a text and. Someone asked him, can we get a verse of He's Sweet? I know.
mm.
Oh, hallelujah. I'm just thinking about the storm. The verse in that song says, storm clouds may rise and strong
mm-hmm.
winds may blow. He said, but I'll
mm.
tell the world
mm.
everywhere I
mm-hmm.
go.
Yeah.
And I have found a Savior.
Found a Savior.
Oh,
and He,
mm.
and
oh,
then He's sweet, I know.
Oh, hallelujah.
Mm. He's sweet, I know.
That's something,
yeah.
that's something to shout about. Something that's going to save
yes,
you.
It is.
Some good eternity. That salvation has come to your
he's
house.
Sweet, I know.
Hallelujah. Sweet, I know. Oh, He is sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but I'll tell the world everywhere I go that I have found a Savior and He is sweet I know thank you Jesus. Mm-hmm.
I know. And you bless us, Rem Brown, with a prayer. He is sweet. He strong, may blow, but I shall go everywhere I go. That I have found a Savior, and He is so sweet. I know. Let your will be done in his life, in Jesus' name. and all those stand to proclaim, hallelujah, that they love you. Bless them with their love for you and with their love for each other in Jesus' name. We want to tell you we love you. We do thank you. Thank you for this day. Again, this day, our daily bread. We want to tell you that we do love you. Oh, Father God, we pray that we please you. We please you in this hour in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, these and other blessings that we, supplications that we render unto you, we ask you, oh, Father God, Jesus, oh, present them to the Father, that it may be a sweet smell, hallelujah, in his nostrils, in Jesus' name. Oh, we do pray, Father. In the name that's above every name. Oh, in the name of being might be saved, hallelujah.
Hey, real. I got background noise. I can't stop humming that song. He's sweet, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But you just,
yes,
he's dark clouds may rise.
Yeah.
The storm of wind may blow.
Yes, sir.
He said, I'll tell the world wherever
mm-hmm.
I may go.
Yeah,
I've found
yeah.
a savior.
Yeah.
He's sweet, I know.
Yes, sir.
He
yes,
is
sir.
Sweet, I know.
Ain't
God good?
Thank you, Lord.
I know. Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't stop. I found a Savior. He's sweet, I know.
Nah.
He said, dark clouds. Mm-hmm. Right? You know when dark clouds come, trouble comes. When you see dark clouds, you see a hurricane, a tornado, bad things happen. He said, but dark clouds may rise. He said, the wind may blow.
Yeah.
But I'm going to still tell the world.
Mm-hmm.
He's sweet, I know. Ain't that
mm-hmm.
something?
That's it.
Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
He's sweet, I know. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Name
gives you that gives you that hope and assurance at a brighter day.
Yes, yes.
Brighter day.
Yes, brighter day.
I'll give a savior.
Yes, I found a savior.
Mm-hmm.
I found a savior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's sweet, I know.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
he just that sister and brother. He's sweet, I know. He's truly
mm-hmm.
a savior. Yes, he is. Yes, he
thank
is.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
You know, I'm sitting here. Last thing is going through my mind. I'm just looking at how the Bible said before he had Satan have more souls than him. He said he'll turn rocks into souls.
Mm.
I said that. I'm sitting there right now and I'm saying to myself, out of all those that's on that foolish line, the clown show, I wonder who he going to touch next.
Mm.
Sometimes I wonder sometimes who he going to touch next. Who going to be a witness for the Lord next?
Mm.
Who's going to be a witness?
All right.
Because all right. I truly believe in what thus said the Lord, and he said he would not let Satan have more souls than him. He said, I turn rocks. You hard-hearted, you devil-serving peoples into souls. I wonder who he's going to touch next, man. Whose soul he going to touch next?
Yeah.
Man don't understand sometimes the Lord will allow trouble and trials and tribulation to come into your life just to wake you up. Sometimes the Lord will allow heartaches and pains to come your way just to bless you more. Because he's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Oh, he's sweet, I know.
Yeah.
He is truly sweet, I know. God is. God is. God is.
Yeah.
Sister,
yeah.
Brother, I don't know. I don't have anything else to tell you. I don't know if Reb have anything else to give you, Reverend Harry, Reverend Eric. But I just know he's sweet.
Yes,
yeah, I know.
I know
God has showed up in my life. You know, I said, Reverend, he has showed up in my life. God has showed out in my life for me. God has just showed up. God has shown himself to me. He has shown me that he's the God that he say he is. He has shown himself to be the deliverer that he say he is. He is the battle that he say he is. He is. He's sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's sweet.
Rembrandt, you
he's
sweet. Got the word open, Rembrandt.
He's sweet.
No, I can get it open, though.
Yeah, I know.
Lord is doing something. Lord is doing something. Psalms 107. It seems like he won't let us get away from it. Psalms 107 and 8. The 15th verse, the 21st verse, and the 31st verse. All of it has some evening come.
He said Psalm 108.
Psalm 107. Psalm 107. The 8th verse. Psalm 107, the 15th verse.
Yes.
Psalms 107, the 21st verse. It's Psalms 107, the 31st verse. What we've been doing in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you. I feel the Holy Spirit. God is allowing this for some reason. We start talking about thanksgiving.
Yes.
We need to be thankful for what he's done. You can't think of nothing else wrong with Calvary.
Yes.
Thank you. When I wasn't here, God did from me. And he continually doing it over and over. Every time you can wake up and you can breathe breath, you can inhale breath in your life. You need to, Brother D, what you say? Wave your hand 7 seconds. I could have slept home, you know.
And who was
to say that I was able to stand, you know?
Yes.
I could have slept home, but he looked on that golden moment and let him roll on a little while longer.
Roll on.
I used to have a little elder say, you know. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank you.
But for some that don't know, 107 and 8th verse, it said, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works,
mercy
for the children of men. Must be important because it says it again in the 15th verse. Start telling them thank you. I tell you, if you lift your hands, you'll lift the troubles. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not. I tell them thank you. Hey, Brother D, for every dark cloud, I tell him thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I tell him thank you.
It's good to know we know the one that gives those heavy burdens.
I just tell him thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. We
thank
know
you.
The one that can do something about the problem that you in. If it's a man sick soul, we know a man. Hey, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, in despair, we know a man. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I know.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Thank Jesus. You, Jesus. Been good to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've been good to me, Reb. You've been good to me.
Thank you. Well, I hear you.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder a day go by without telling God, thank you.
That's
for
it.
What you've already done, because he's been truly
thank
good
you,
to
Jesus.
Me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless me above and beyond.
Thank you, Jesus.
You allow me to keep
thank
going.
You, thank
so
you.
Say yes right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Lord. Right now. So say
mm-hmm.
yes. In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Touch, touch right now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless
thank
right
you,
now.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
So much to thank you for.
Mm-hmm. So say yes.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, my mother would sing a song sometimes. She would never get past the first verse. She would always just say, my soul.
All right, man.
Say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
My soul.
Mm-hmm.
My soul.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
My soul, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But a year of song.
Thank you, Jesus.
My soul is anchored.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just